The symbolic chiming of the clock tower bells, rung for the first time in 84 years, commemorated the beginning of a third century of education at the Albany Academies. Students, parents, faculty, and alumni gathered at the Boys' School Front Circle to mark the 200th anniversary. Dr. Douglas North is head of schools.
200 years is a tremendously long period of time. When this school opened, the students were born during Washington was president. There were students here when Lincoln was president. There were students here when Teddy Roosevelt was president and sent his son here. There were students, I was here when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president. I arrived here in 1945. And I was here for 13 years, and then I graduated in 58, and I was away for 50 years and came back, and this is the one most wonderful experience of my life, leading these fabulous schools. And of course, having this celebration.
The Boys' Academy opened in 1813, followed a year later by the Girls' School. The two have produced leaders on local, national, and international levels. They include Herman Melville, author of the great American novel Moby Dick, and Dr. Wayne Wilkins. He spent 44 years at Mass General and for 15 years was team physician for the Boston Bruins. He graduated from Albany Academy in 1937.
When I come back here, it looks the same. I mean, it's the same building, and a couple of the talks that were given, they were talking about the same courses, English, history, math, and science. The big difference, of course, is they go to school across the street with each other, boys and girls. It was strictly males when I was here.
Noted Albany attorney E. Stewart Jones, class of 57, his three children also graduated from the schools.
One of the most significant influences of my life is my experience here. Everybody comes out of here different than when they came in, and better than when they came in.
Miranda Hart and Jake Mahatz are senior class members.
My whole experience here has just been an ongoing, fun learning experience.
I think the school has a great dichotomy of focusing on the past as well as preparing students for the future, and the focus of every student here, because it's a school for ambitious young men and women, is on the future, yet we're reminded of our school history so much in everything we do.
Both students have submitted college applications. Jake aspires to be a politician. Former New York State Assemblyman Jack McEnany, one of Albany's key experts on the city's history, was on hand for the Academy's 200th.
It's one of thousands of academies that were set up in the early 19th century, and only the very best have survived and come up to the modern era.
The bicentennial celebration will conclude in June 2014 when Albany Academy for Girls holds its commencement. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.